Good morning, everyone. Just a few minutes ago, and every Sunday, we sing a song called Create in Me a Clean Heart. This song is actually directly from the Bible in Psalm 51. Have you ever thought about the words to the song and why we sing it every Sunday and why we sing it during the confession of sin? Remember, the confession of sin, or confessing our sins, and remember too that sins are all the things that we have done wrong. We do this every Sunday to help us reset and be prepared to share God's love. Let's break this down a little bit more. The first two lines of the song go like this. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Our right spirit, or our ability to love like Jesus teaches, to share like Jesus teaches, and act like Jesus, is only possible if we ask God to take the ugliness of sin out of our hearts and to make space for us to think like Jesus and to make good decisions. The next couple of lines say, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. To keep this clean heart and right spirit, once we confess our sins, we need to be continually influenced by God to stay in His presence. What does it mean to be influenced by God? Again, to think like Him and act like Him. And we can only do this by praying often, reading the Bible often, and obeying His commands. The last couple of lines of the song say, restore unto me the joy of salvation and uphold me with your spirit free. When our hearts are clean and our spirits are right and renewed, we get to feel a special feeling of joy because of God's love for us. And it is the greatest joy of all. Better than winning a game, better than getting the present you wanted on Christmas, and better than getting a lot of money unexpectedly. And this joy is so great that it will help sustain you. It will help you live. And it will allow others to see that you are someone who is a follower of Jesus. That you are someone who loves others, who helps others, who shares with others, and who thinks of others before you think of yourself. It will let other people see that Jesus lives in you.